From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. International airports are not publicizing new restrictions or searches they may be implementing now. Officials say they don't want to give terrorists advance notice. Larry Miller reports from London on some of global ramifications after the alleged attempt to blow up a Detroit-bound flight last week.
At London's Heathrow Airport, U.S.-bound flights are tending to take off about an hour late. British Airways is now restricting passengers to one carry-on bag and warned that gift wrap packages would be unwrapped. At Toronto's Pearson International Airport, delays were more than 3 hours. Babies were being frisked before being allowed on a continental flight from Newark to Cancun. While most passengers seem to be taking the delays and increased security in stride, some in Europe are cautioning against going overboard. A German newspaper warned of hysteria, saying the new measures have nothing to do with safety and amount to a blind overreaction. Another side effect of the terror alert, many airlines, already hit by the recession, have seen their share prices fall sharply. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Officials in Yemen say the Nigerian man accused of trying to bomb the jetliner spent time in Yemen. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab has claimed he received orders from al-Qaeda operatives while he was in Yemen. Abdulmutallab did visit the country, most recently for language training in Arabic. The Yemeni embassy in Washington says he was there for about a year between 2004 and 2005 and return again this year. An al-Qaeda group claims Abdulmutallab was trained in weaponry while he was in Yemen. Egypt says Israel's prime minister brought new proposals today on his visit to Cairo. Benjamin Netanyahu met with Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak about the stalled Mideast peace process. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Protesters gathered in downtown Cairo as the Israeli leader met with top Egyptian officials. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait said after the talks that he was convinced Netanyahu is serious about getting talks with the Palestinians started again. Without going into detail, he said the prime minister's comments appeared to go farther than Israel has since Netanyahu's right-wing government came to power. There was no immediate word on whether Netanyahu and Mubarak discussed a possible prisoner exchange deal with Hamas that could free Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit and hundreds of Palestinians in Israeli prisons. The protesters, mainly internationals trying to draw attention to the plight of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, announced that 11 of them would be on a hunger strike in solidarity with the people of Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
And the White House says that President Barack Obama will speak shortly. He is expected to give a statement about the plane incident that occurred in Detroit on Christmas Day. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 5 points at 10,551. The Nasdaq was down about 2 points. You're listening to NPR. Americans' confidence in the economy rose for the second month in a row, although optimism about their immediate future is hardly robust. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The Conference Board said its consumer confidence index rose to 52.9, up slightly from November, but far below 90, which signifies a solid economy. Americans were upbeat about their prospects in the medium term. Twice as many people said they felt that business conditions would improve as said they would deteriorate over the next 6 months. And the percentage of people who believed that more jobs would open up increased to 16.2%, although even more people expect jobs will disappear. Economists watch consumer confidence closely, since consumer spending accounts for 70% of U.S. economic activity. The Conference Board predicted because of anxiety over unemployment, Americans will continue to keep a tight hand on their wallets over the next few months. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Officials in India say a large fire at a nuclear research facility killed 2 people. The facility is near the city of Mumbai. Firefighters spent nearly an hour putting out the flames. The dead are believed to be research students. The facility says the incident caused no radiation leak. However, officials believe this was not an accident. It's the second incident at the facility in several weeks. Last month, several people were poisoned when they drank water out of a contaminated water cooler. Police say that was a criminal act. Authorities in Pakistan are blaming troublemakers for rioting after a bomb exploded yesterday in Karachi. That killed at least 43 people marching in a religious ceremony. Rioting broke out after that attack. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.